This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
Hey, baby.
She wouldn't say that during this. God, I imagine the pedals to the metal. Or is it the metal to the pedal? Well, if you had a prosthetic, it would be.
It'd be
putting
metal,
the metal,
to the metal
to the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there you go.
Got it, Matthew.
Nine rejoin week. Jimmy Jack set it up.
Oh, man, Slayer.
Freaking Slayer.
They're going to be in Asheville in November.
The commercial played a moment ago for this concert for Slayer. It says, effing Slayer.
Yep. That's the unofficially their name.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's how you have to say it.
I don't want to go and fight somebody.
It's always blank and Slayer when you're talking to somebody.
Will you get into the pit, Nine?
No.
I was going to say the injured leg.
Well, it'll be better by November, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
Oh, no.
Don't want to.
Well, here's hoping.
I don't want to come out smelling like that many different armpits, man.
Oh,
plus,
yeah.
Well, yeah. And it's going to be cold then, so you couldn't wear the shorts.
That's true.
So get in the pit and try to love someone.
Yeah.
By the way.
Maybe I will.
One thing that several people have asked, and I'll ask it too. All the headlines about the armored truck deal out in Atlanta, or down in Atlanta, about the thing. It says... dozens of people rob an armored truck. They didn't rob it.
No.
I mean, at least they kind of did.
No, they didn't.
They did not rob it. They just, money fell out of it and they took it. It's not, you know what I mean?
What does the word mean, robbery? I mean, seriously look up the definition.
Yeah.
What does the legal term robbery mean? Why don't robbery on Aereo tell us?
Yeah, robbery is the action of taking property unlawfully from a person or place by force or threat of force. None of these people did that.
Yeah, they didn't rob it.
They just stopped and grabbed money.
I hate to be a stickler, but
dropped.
They didn't.
What's threat of force?
A threat of force.
Do you consider this a force?
Not just picking up money off the ground.
Go ahead, Paige.
And some people did turn in $4,000.
Well, those people are fools.
Well, I mean, you know.
Big turds.
The police are saying either turn it in or you could be arrested.
What if they put it in the offering plate at church? Is that...
Ooh.
It's like, you know, Robin Hood.
It's tax-free then.
Yeah, whatever it is. Also, do you capitalize interstate? Yes, but why? Like, I'm reading all these news stories, like I said, where they rob the armored truck, and they're all capitalizing interstate. And I'm like, why do we give this, you know.
I forgot the rule with it.
This declaration to the word interstate. We have to capitalize. Because everybody does, and it doesn't look right if you don't.
Is it the same reason we do it with internet, that it's supposed to be a capital I with internet?
I don't capitalize internet.
I mean, I don't either, but it used to.
But I do observe eBay and iPhone when I type it out because they, you know, do a lowercase, uppercase. I do observe that, yes.
Back in the day, if you wrote internet without the capital I, like MS Word and stuff would flag it as misspelled word.
Yes. You have to capitalize proper nouns. Is that the rule?
Maybe.
Do you capitalize G when you write GD 9?
I do.
Usually every letter.
That's all caps.
She's okay. That's awful.
Oh,
yeah, buddy.
Oh, gosh.
That's awful.
Let people know you mean business.
We have a all-new Facebook fussing coming up. And I'll tell you, there's no G on that for those of you that tweet about it and stuff or Facebook. It's Facebook fussing.
Fussing, yeah.
You don't even have to put the apostrophe at the end. But it's fussing.
It's going
to
be a good fussing.
Never once have we said we're doing a Facebook fussing.
Yeah. No, it's Facebook fussing.
Yeah, that'll be coming up here in about 20 minutes or so.
About 20 minutes from right now.
You ready for that? Hey, interstate.
Can we talk about something that came up yesterday that came up a bunch more times, and I thought it was interesting how many times it came up?
Don't do the Gaffney thing yet. Fat Boy's pulling audio for
you. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Then what else?
The you were talking about having a relationship cycle in the past. And then a bunch of P1s said they had the same cycle or had it at some point or doing it right now.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You remember that?
Yes. Well, at first when you said relationship cycle, I'm thinking of that thing from the Borat movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'd be fun, too.
Or was it Bruno?
That was Bruno.
Yeah. What was that? What were we into the conversation that led us to that, though?
It was the young lady who was on because she wasn't sure how to break up with her boyfriend because there wasn't really a reason to, except she just wasn't digging it.
She just realized that, she had no... do we have audio of that?
Yeah, you want a piece?
Yeah. Yeah. Give me the whole thing.
I mean, I just feel like it's not going anywhere, and it isn't going to go anywhere. I mean, it might be that Noon. I mean, he's a really nice guy. It's just not, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so it's not gonna progress. By that you mean it's not marriage material, right? Yeah. You don't want to marry.
Yeah.
Him.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's better if we just broke up, and because I kind of feel like a sloth sometimes, and I feel like he has like that same, you know, like emotion that's kind of going into it. And so I feel like, you know, if we broke up, then we could just both move on and he could just be happier. And, you know, I could eventually do the same thing.
Poor thing. Like she just, I don't know why. I just don't want to date you anymore. She later on said, well, I can tell he's not marriage material. And that's what she's ultimately looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a future to it. So let's just quit doing it.
But the thing I said is about 8 years ago, so that would have made, 2011, I was in this cycle of my previous four relationships at that point, all ended at around the nine-month period.
Mm-hmm.
And it had nothing to do with any pregnancies or anything like that.
No.
Or I was trying to duck saying yesterday, you're trying to duck out on Christmas or Valentine's Day is why they always ended up at 9 months. Nothing.
No, nothing.
Some
like
kind
that.
Of internal clock, I guess, just went off at 9 months saying, is this going to go any further? No? All right. Time to get out. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And then you said people were saying similar situations with that, Jimmy Jack.
Several people text in when we were talking about it shortly thereafter. And then I wound up hearing from a couple more people who said the same thing throughout the day. So I heard from at least half a dozen people who said they'd gone through or always go through the nine-month relationship cycle.
The 9 months specifically.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Strange.
I don't know what that is or why that is or how that came to be. Or is that a thing or is it becoming a thing because of what you talked about it?
Almost a year.
It's almost like this stuff on this show. Like I've never brought that up in therapy before. But now I will because that's like, whoa, what's the answer to that question?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's crazy. And looking back, I guess that's what it was. It's like, okay, you know, I'm a single dad. Mm-hmm. That's a big portion of part of it too. It's like, you got to say, okay, this is a whole team package here. Mm-hmm. It's not just me. And I got to, And I wonder the people that said that, I wonder if they were men or women. I hope they were men.
Yeah.
It's not just women saying that.
According to this thing from the UK I'm reading, the average relationship is 2 years and 9 months long.
Okay.
But that's the average of all relationships among whoever they polled for this, I guess.
But old stats used to say if a marriage made it to 5 years, the odds for it lasting increased. I mean, it was a ridiculous number. Boy, that's way low now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's not, once we made it to 5 years, man.
So that's not like mark where you're going to make it work.
I think
regardless.
Now it's, if you make it to the 30-year mark in a marriage, it's probably going to last. 30 years only, though.
That's
below that,
true.
Still worry below 30.
Still
got
to worry about it at 27 and a half.
Oh.
I think I have some valuable information, some valuable insight into this, maybe.
Is it from the UK article?
No, this is from Primer magazine back in 2013.
I love it.
The honeymoon period tends to last anywhere between 6 months and a year.
Oh, that would be awful. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the relationship still feels fresh and exciting. You're constantly learning new things about each other and having first experiences together. So right in the middle of 6 months and 1 year comes 9 months.
That's about right then.
Yeah.
So if you've made it past 9 months, then Everything's on the up and up, maybe.
Maybe.
But marriage, 5 years is not the mark anymore.
So if the new wears off and you're still attracted to that person, then you can continue on.
I wonder what this... Yeah, but like...
But what makes you lose the attractiveness?
You know what's odd, though, is like my dad, my grandfather, and then my great-grandfather all had jobs where they worked 25-plus years at. Like all of them. And that's rare these days, you know? Like somebody that worked at the same job for that long. So I now have to work here 6 more years to keep with the family tradition.
That's rare.
To at least work here 6 more years. Otherwise, I'm forsaking the amazing Harris name.
Yeah, and you can't do that.
I started that in 03, Jimmy. I really did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, that's valuable inside information. I don't know what it means other than what you said, but it could mean a variety of things. I'm reading a bunch of text messages from people right now.
So it's not something that you consciously do.
I don't think so.
It's something that you just kind of feel, or it goes to a progression where you're just like, all right, it's almost a year. I got to reevaluate.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their biological clocks ticking. You know, it doesn't always mean you want to have a kid.
No.
I mean, sometimes you just like, all right, man, let's remember, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday counts. Don't just Friday, Saturday, Sunday it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, time is of the essence is what I'm saying. And I'm not referring to the great African-American magazine. I'm talking about how you got to enjoy every day and take care of it.
Yeah, it's an everyday thing, not just like 5 days a week.
If you're in a relationship and you've exhausted all the different options and therapy and all this, you got to just say, man, this ain't working. I got to get out. You have to.
You're not doing yourself a service, nor are you doing anything for them.
Wasting time. Yeah. You're wasting time.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Tomorrow's National Breakup Day. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, let's make it.
There's nothing really keeping most people from being happy except, you know, themselves ultimately.
Yeah, and opioids.
That's yourself.
Short term, though. Short term.
Yeah, those are the biggest roadblocks.
If you live in a fantasy world and you expect everything from someone else, then you're never going to be happy.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and most people are. Wow, the newness has worn off. I'm going to go find me another one. And then you realize you keep dating the same person over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's your mom.
That's awful. Oh. That's what people do.
See, not me.
Mm-mm. No.
That's not me.
Which part?
I'm not looking, not that it's an Oedipus complex, but I don't have that, like, I don't need that swaddling. I don't need that, you know what I'm saying by that? I don't need that mother type figure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that isn't for the grown men to have.
No.
That's bad.
No. But that doesn't mean... Psychology and society tells you that means that ultimately you wanted to have sex with your mom at some point in your life.
No, that's not it.
Yeah,
it
does.
No, I mean, yeah.
True science of an Oedipus complex is you at some kind of young internal.
A love for your mom.
But stranger than that.
All right, but the attraction is not necessarily the nagging and the hovering and the mothering. It's the way she.
The attention, the care.
No, it's the way she talks to you, the way.
The breastfeeding.
No.
No.
It's the way she handles things
that
you're used to, and that's your comfort zone, and you would go for that.
Yeah. I had a good visit with Mary again yesterday. I sure did.
That's right. Good, Matthew.
That's right.
You seem healthy about everything. It's just an interesting coincidence that so many people go through that 9-month cycle.
Oh, it's crazy as hell. It's crazy as hell. Once a week, we go through a cycle. Every Thursday at 7:30, we do something called Facebook fussing. We're going to take a break. We're going to get the cameras ready. We're going to get our faces on because we're going live. Facebook.com/RiseGuys when we return. It's an all-new Facebook fussing.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3, The Planet Rock.
We'll be right back. Now you can like or not. What? It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Little Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Send in anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. And we're live on video, Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
That's where you can watch right now.
It's like Facebook Inception, because we're talking about Facebook on Facebook, on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Does everyone have their scripts?
Oh, yes.
Paige winked at me, so I'll take that as a yes. All
right. I was just wondering why he was sighing.
Taking notes.
You okay?
Like a good actor would.
All right. Scene one. Playing the role of Pam will be 9. Playing the role of Teddy Lee will be Paige.
Teddy.
Playing the role of McEnroe will be Fat Boy. And playing the role of Scott will be freaking me. And action.
Pam posts a selfie on July 4th of her wearing tight jeans and a tank top with a bald eagle on it, wearing an American flag bandana. The eagle, not her, with the caption. Okay, you guys, I want to be the first of many to say happy birthday, America! I love this country. USA, the best country in the world. What are you most excited about on the 4th of July? I love freedom and also this hot patriotic tank that I got from blankytanks.com. Use my promotional code PAM29609OU812 to save 10% and get free shipping.
Nice hunkers.
That's what you're most thankful for in America?
No. I didn't even read the caption of the pic. I was just commenting. Nice honkers.
Well, I just heard, I think yesterday, that you decided
to be a social media influencer.
Thanks, Scott.
How does it pay?
That's inside info. But, well, really well.
Do they have any more positions open?
I'm not sure. Sorry.
Thanks for the info. I appreciate everything.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thumbs up emoji.
Hey, guys. Look, I wish you all a happy 4th of July. Okay, really, I do. It's great that you're celebrating this country and our freedom, but I gotta tell you. Gotta tell you something. Listen, Pam, I've known you for a long time. I think the world of you.
Okay, thanks, McEnroe.
Love you guys. Love you guys. I've known you for quite some time, right? 25, 30 years?
I'm 23, so no.
That's so hot.
Listen, guys, listen. Calm down. Let me finish my thought, okay? Okay, guys? We still good? Look, Pam, I felt as though your photo is just a way for you to sell your promotional links and get your commission. I respect the hustle, but come on, huh? Come on. Using America's birthday to do it, I expect it better out of you.
Emoji of a fist?
Nice fist.
Insane!
The whole thing was Creed.
What do you mean?
That was great.
You know, I had the thought the other day, Matthew, that sometime soon we should do an entirely musical Facebook fussing.
Really?
Where all the parts are singing the entire way through.
Musical. Well,
okay, so
there you are.
The way it read, because the first thing he says was, well, I just heard, I think yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we changed the name to Scott, so I hear a Creed song in my head.
Thumbs up, emoji. Thanks for all the info.
God, that was awesome.
That was scene one. Scene two.
There we go.
We're live on Facebook, facebook.com/RiseGuys. While you're there, go ahead and like it, too, because we put all kind of good stuff on there.
Please do.
Scene two. Pay attention here, because this one's tough. Playing the role of Gino will be Fat Boy.
Yeah!
Playing the role of Dino will be freaking me. Playing the role of Tino will be 9. And playing the role of Beano will be Paige. And action.
All right, I see how it is. Tags Tino. You want to talk blank like we got some fight? Nah, because that ain't what happened. As long as you're still breathing.
WTF happened, dog?
Dino, should have went to see Fish, LOL, crying laughing emoji.
I do come up with me trying to say what up, so I smacked him. Now he's around telling people we got in a fight, and he backed me down like I'm like bull blank.
Well, if we didn't get in a fight, what was it, huh?
Wasn't no fight because you're still here, and homie, I don't back down from nobody.
Man, you just about ran away when I knocked your tired ass down, huh?
Bet.
What?
The cops was behind you, stupid.
Still back down, though.
You think I'm going to try to go to jail or something blank?
But I thought you didn't back down.
Next time I see you, I'm going to whoop your drunk ass.
Man, you did run away from the cops. He got your ass there.
You was running, too.
Yeah, because you had the keys.
What's up, yeah? You want some, too?
Hell no, but you made a point.
Why you being a little bitch on me right now?
Hey, I think this is the maddest I've ever seen Gino since Molly got pregnant, huh?
Damn right. I don't take no disrespect, and I didn't want her having no mixed babies.
Yeah, I get it. You don't want to even know who the daddy is, no?
WTF, you guys aren't racist.
Man, you stupid. We're talking about my beagle got knocked up by some cocker spaniel up the way.
Insane! Oh, that's wonderful.
People are silly.
That's so such a nice little swerve on the end.
It's about a beagle.
Oh, my beagle. They're not about cocker spaniel.
Oh, mixed babies.
Oh. Oh, man. You know, it is interesting how some people will feel about interracial relationships, but then end up go getting like a golden doodle or something, or a cockapoo. You know, those things. Oh, it's cute as long as it's got a fun name.
Or a peek-a-poo.
Oh. Thank you. Scene 3. Again, we are live if you've ever wanted to see what we look like.
That's scary.
Have fun with that.
We hope that you'll still listen afterwards.
Right. It's nice knowing you.
Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We're doing this live there. All right, scene 3. Playing the role of Daryl. It's like Pearl with a D. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
freaking me.
Daryl.
Playing the role of Barry will be 9.
Barry.
Playing the role of Jessica will be Paige. And playing the role of Antonio will be Fat Boy. And action. Daryl posts a meme that says, any players that ran the streets at a young age and survived, we live in like old men now, bored and in the house. Crying laughing emoji. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Man, you never ran the streets. All the hell you did was smoke weed and play Xbox. You wasn't like me. I sold meth and I stole. I've seen it all since I was a low-bottom junkie, but I'm not one anymore.
You don't know my life, Barry. I don't even play a damn Xbox.
It says at a young age. That's what the damn meme says. But when you was young, you played Xbox all the time with old fat ass.
Okay, dummy. Look, I ain't got time to be arguing with you. I got nothing to prove.
Barry, just stop it. You never hung around him. He's been my best friend forever, so I know his life. So back off, my bro.
Jessica, you can shut the blank up. But I mean, I'll stop, bro.
Hey, you don't damn talk to her like that, all right?
Bitch, you come make me shut up. You know better than to talk to me that way.
LOL, ain't nothing special about you. You just a gossiping little blank, so I'll talk to you exactly that way.
And you'll get that ass beaten to me like that, and I took you an hour to come up with that. Loser, Kayla tags Antonio in the post.
No, lay off, dude. You don't always have to stop blank on Facebook all the time.
That's all. He's good at that, though. Gets bored and starts tweaking while he sits at his computer.
Yo, I'll go ahead and let you know now, dude. That disrespectful blank don't fly with me. So I highly suggest you shut that punk-ass mouth of yours up, because I promise you don't want me to do it for you, eh?
Ha, ha, ha. Disrespectful? Nah, there was never any respect there to show. So how can I disrespect you? So come make me shut my mouth, bitch boy. Jessica know where to find me, and please, keep your promise to shut me up. I can use the workout. And to you, Daryl, I'm not starting blank. Your girl Jessica started all this.
No, though. You didn't have to reply, though.
Wait, nah. We all know that Jessica the best at starting blank, and nah, I'm not tweaking. I used to, but not anymore. So get those facts straight. I'm sober. Been sober a long time. I go to my damn meetings, so spit some facts next time you open that blank blanker you call a mouth, Jessica.
I say this once and one damn time only, because I don't do this blank on Facebook. Barry, you can shut your blanking mouth or tell me where to meet you and I'll do it for you. This bull blank Facebook arguing is for a bunch of women. You want to keep running that mouth? Then let's see you do it in person. I promise your punk ass won't like what's going to happen to you as soon as I see you, mano.
I mean, come on, if you want to be a hero. Jessica know where to find me.
Insane.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like every one of these, someone at one time was a drug addict. But I'm sober now.
Reborn.
What you just heard was real. I mean, if you don't believe me, look.
Yeah.
If you're watching on Facebook Live.
That's it, man.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook argument screenshot by you, the P1, sent in anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. I will remind you, though, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussing, not Talkers.
Home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
All right, well, if you believe in aliens, listen up.
Aliens.
Do you? Because there's a plan to storm Area 51 to find the truth about aliens because this group thinks they can't stop us.
It's not there anymore.
Well, they meaning the United States Air Force facility, commonly known as Area 51, which is a detachment of Edwards Air Force Base. So if you want to rush that, you might want to stop yourself.
Okay.
Because that is within the Nevada test and training range. Of a military facility.
Okay.
All right, so...
I'd rather go to HAARP if I'm going to storm anywhere. I'd like to storm HAARP.
Would you? That'd make more sense.
Yeah, because, like, with Area 51, like, the one guy that, you know, listened to the show, the older gentleman we can't get in touch with now, you can go on the internet and legitimately find people who worked at Area 51, but you can't find people who work for HAARP.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're there, but they signed such that, a non-disclosure that... They may just say, hey, look, we're going to kill your family if you ever talk about this.
Oh, no.
It's in the contract. Read it. And you have to sign in goat's blood.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Where do you find that? That's stress.
Alex Jones told me.
Well, if you're interested on going, it's going on Friday, September 20th at 3 a.m. So you lost me. I'm not before 4.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
If I'm storming somewhere, I want to storm CERN.
CERN?
CERN.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that you don't want to storm into some kind of nuclear reactor, though.
I mean,
that's what that is, right?
I just want to go break the thing. I want to go break the collider.
I want to go fishing at Groom Lake. That's the big body of water right there by Area 51.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the radioactive trout you could pull out of there?
Is there water in the lake or is it a dry lake? I thought it was a dry lake bed.
Well, I'm looking at an aerial picture right now, and it seems to be water inside.
Okay. See, yeah. I thought it was.
That could be photoshopped.
Ooh. I thought it was,
be careful with that.
A dry lake bed, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Drainage ponds. Well, if you want to go, there are... There are more than 260,000 Facebook users that have signed up and nearly 300,000 more interested in perhaps going around the event, not going to storm the area. So, case scenario is you could be in trouble with the government.
Or get shot on site.
Get shot,
on site.
Arrested.
Yeah,
shot.
They just shoot you with lasers now.
Yeah. So if you want to go, you take your life into your own hands.
Yeah. But the whole, theory is that once Area 51 and all that stuff came out and people found out about it, they moved it out toward, does Colorado border New Mexico? Because that's where I want to say that it was moved to.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, then it's not there.
I don't believe they do. I have to look at the
Maybe map it does and they don't tell us. Have you ever been overhead and seen a state border? You can't see it.
No, you can't tell
You can't see.
Yeah, Colorado does border. It's right above New Mexico.
Okay, so then that is where it is.
Well, that's not far away. I mean, people find it if they just moved it one state up.
The name of the base sounds like a dessert. That's what I remember.
I guess it's got to be well south of where the heavy mountains are.
Was it Camp Klondike Bar? Was that what it was?
It was Camp Nowhere.
It makes sense that they're testing any kind of Air Force things out in the desert because it's not disrupting people and the police won't get phone calls or any flight patterns that may seem strange.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. You know, it makes sense that this Area 51 where they might be trying out new aircrafts would be there. And
I saw 12 military helicopter fly over Wade Hampton Boulevard yesterday, like in a formation, right? They were staying together. And I was like, boy, you don't see that every day. No. That was kind of, I know they're doing some kind of training or whatever, but that was just odd to see.
Well, if you said they moved it, the old building, I guess it's still there. Do you think it'd be a strip club called Areola 51?
I hope so.
You can only dream, right, awesome. Bad boy? But, I mean, the military doesn't need to tell the people what they're doing because that's going to let the information get out to our enemies. I mean, have some common sense, people.
We already know.
I mean, this is what we're working on.
Yeah.
We're working on aircraft that you won't detect with your radar. So here's the technology. Doesn't make any sense.
I'm still on Areola 51.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that.
You're thinking about opening a business of
the different stages they could have.
Oh, yeah.
The Neptune stage.
That's perfect.
Yeah. You don't want to be near Uranus. Mm-mm. The Uranus stage there. Areola 51 is not a place for
Venus.
Well, you know.
No, it's in again. No, yes, you do want to be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the big problem there?
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know. To each his own. All right. Well,
ASA.
Metallica. They've got many products that you can buy from anywhere from blankets, clothing, and now they've
beer,
whiskey,
bourbon,
and whiskey, and all kind of stuff.
Well, now they're into the publishing business, and they're going to produce a illustrated children's book, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit All Within My Hands, which is the band's charity foundation, which fights hunger and supports workforce education for struggling communities. And which makes sense because they're in the Bay Area and there's people that need help there, too.
Yeah. This is odd.
So the book is called The ABCs of Metallica. And it'll be out November 26th. And it'll be the history of the band, A to Z.
In cartoon form? Well, oh, gosh.
In children's book form, I guess illustrated, yeah.
Oh, man.
You can turn like Kiss now. You got your own beard.
Man, I know. I don't want to say. Like, I'm sitting here thinking now, like, God, are they getting ready to cash out? Like, are they getting ready to retire? Because I follow them on all social media, and James doesn't smile anymore, man.
Mm-mm.
He used to smile like, you know, like Nine smile. Like, you know, I'm almost scared of the smile.
Yeah.
But now.
Frightening smile.
He looks tired.
He is.
He's just tired of the road.
Yeah. It costs a lot of money to keep up just all their operations with studios and everything they have going on. I mean, they have to play 50-something shows a year just to break even on all that.
All over the world, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though they have...
Wait a minute, they have to play 50 shows to break even?
Yeah.
That's what they've said, yeah. They have to play about 50 shows in order to break even with all the overhead for being Metallica.
They play for a half hour before the show starts in a room. Running through everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably already beat when you get out there.
What if they play Saudi Arabia?
I've never heard of such.
But, I mean, if they're going to have a product and it goes to a charity, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't think they're LinkedIn. I don't know what KISS does charity-wise.
I've never seen
LinkedIn.
I'm
sure they do the same thing, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you just think of Metallica and now you're thinking of a children's book and you think, oh, that is odd. But, you know.
Well, you know, people who were into Metallica when Ride the Lightning came out will be reading it to their grandkids, all right? It's been a while.
I know Aharo's kids are getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know that. Signed copies.
Mm-hmm.
New houses.
Everybody gets a book. Well, not only that, there's other things that you can give at Christmas time for Metallica. You can give the whiskey, the watch, the clothing. They even have a blanket.
Their watches are cool, though.
Yeah.
Those watches
and,
they had out are cool.
The Christmas sweaters are great.
Yeah. Just imagine what Aharo's kids' tree houses must be like. Can you imagine that?
Pretty elaborate.
Immaculate.
Like, if your dad, like, ran the real estate market in the upstate, your treehouse has to have, like, like an elevator to it. You don't even have to climb the tree up.
Gosh, what if it was rickety?
I'm going to text him and ask.
That would be awesome.
I want to see if I can rent it on VRBO.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rockerbell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a little break.
Oh, those watches are cool. You got the Ride of the Lightning and the Master Puppets.
Yeah. I like the one with the all black one that has the Metallica M on it.
Yeah.
But you can't see the time on it. Like, I really looked at buying that watch, but I was like, I wouldn't be able to know what time it is.
Yeah.
Because it's all blacked out.
My favorite was the Kill 'Em All one. I thought that one was cool.
With the splash of blood on it?
Yeah.
You would like
that's
that.
Awesome.
You would like that. Awesome. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys on the way right after this. Morning to you.
Crazy in the morning.
Craziest conversation.
With the Rise Guys.
The greatest show.
On 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.